and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right. What was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from Janet McDonald of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we said Mobile, Alabama has the interesting property that the name of the city has exactly the same consonants as its state, M, B, and L, albeit in a different order. And I asked, what is the next largest U.S. city for which this is true? And the answer, surprisingly, is Charleston, South Carolina, because there are seven consonants in each of those, exactly the same.
We received over 1,200 correct responses, and the winner this week is Brendan Shira of Queens, New York. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 9 years.
Wow. And what keeps you coming back for more?
Well, it's my morning tradition on Sundays, doing the dishes and listening to Weekend Edition. Probably about 2 hours after it aired, but...
Hey, we'll take it. As long as you're listening, it's good. And what do you do?
I'm a city planner.
Oh, how wonderful. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Brendan. Every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the first word starts with the letter C, and the second word is the same as the first, but without the C. For example, if I said a painting of a golfer's vehicle, you would say cart art. Here's number one. A Scottish boy wearing clothing.
A Scottish boy wearing clothing?
Uh-huh. What's a Scottish boy in three letters?
I don't think I know that one.
Or an Irish boy.
Not a lassie, but a...
Lulu gave you a good hint.
Yeah, I'm really embarrassed here.
Yeah, what do you call any boy? Forget the Scottish. What's an any boy in three letters?
Oh, I'm sorry. A lad. Sorry.
Okay, so now you put a C in front of it.
A clad lad. Yes, there we go.
Clad lad is it. Good. Number two, a pile that doesn't cost much.
Pile that doesn't cost much. A cheap heap.
That's it. A security device for a timepiece.
A clock lock.
Clock lock is it, where a group of witches bakes a cake.
A coven oven.
That's it. One who assesses the quality of a feature of the lunar surface.
That would be a crater raider.
Uh-huh. A blackbird that is cowardly.
A craven raven.
Nice. Wifey's mate, who's a little overweight.
Chubby hubby.
That's it. A two-point score in horseshoes that is more obvious.
Two-point score in horseshoes.
Yeah. It's not a ringer, but it's the next best thing.
It's been a lot longer since I played horseshoes.
I was about to say, I haven't played horseshoes in a while.
And so you can score if you have the nearest horseshoe, or of course, and you get 1 point for that, or 3 points if you get a ringer. What do you get 2 points for?
Yeah, I'm really drawing a blank on this one.
All right, I'm just going to tell you, it's a cleaner leaner.
Oh.
In some versions of horseshoes, you get 2 points for a leaner. All right, try this one. One jumping on a helicopter informally.
A chopper hopper.
That's it. One abandoning a butcher's knife.
Cleaver lever.
Nice. One running his tongue over an answering device on Jeopardy.
Not a buzzer.
Uh-huh. It's not electronic.
It's what I call. It's actually what I call the thing to change the channel at home.
Oh, a clicker licker.
A clicker licker is right. And your last one, one who wakes up a reveler. And you think of an eight-letter word for a reveler starting with C. If you think of it as a verb, if you wake somebody up starting with an A, what do you do to them?
Awake?
Yeah, oh, that's true, but another one.
Oh. Arouse.
Yes.
Oh, carouser-arouser.
Carouser-arouser is it.
Good job, ending strong. How do you feel?
It is a lot easier to scream at my phone while I'm doing the dishes, but...
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brendan, which member station do you listen to?
WNYC.
Yay, that's Brendan Shira of Queens, New York. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
What's next week's challenge, Will?
Yeah, it comes from listener John Siegel of Chevy Chase, Maryland. The words one, W-O-N, and sun, S-U-N, rhyme, even though their vowels are different. Can you name four common uncapitalized four-letter words, each of which has exactly one vowel, and all of which rhyme, even though all four vowels are different? So again, name four common uncapitalized four-letter words, each of which has exactly one vowel, and all of which rhyme, even though all four vowels are different. Can you do it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is early, Wednesday, November 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern because of Thanksgiving. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Lulu. Happy Thanksgiving to you.